I was a kind of a slow maturing, I guess. Probably still am. And I admired girls, but somewhere or another, I didn't date them. And in the meantime, for to get a little enjoyment and kind of break the monotony, I got an old Model T coil, and I fixed that up in that car where I hooked it up to a battery, and I had a little switch underneath the rug on the floor. And if I stepped on that little switch, I had this wire that was wove back and forth underneath the seat cover on the cushion. And if I stepped on that little old button, you know, I got real reaction out of that. Especially, you know, if they got a hold of something metal on the car, like the door handle or something like that. I had a lot of fun with that thing. You know, I'd be driving around town. You know, the kids don't do that no more, but I used to drive up and down Main Street. There wasn't no really doing nothing. You just drove up and down Main Street. You thought you were going to see a girl that was interested or something. I don't know what the deal was, but it seemed like all us young fellas, we was always driving up and down Main Street. Fact is, one morning I went to school early, and we didn't have paved Main Street, not even in Wakefield. It was just kind of dirt. But we had the guy that run the maintainer, he had four white mules, and he just did a real good job. He kept that thing down just like tennis court. And I went to school one day, and it rained about an inch and a half, and boy, was it slick. Boy, I went up to that intersection where we turned around to go back down, and I stepped on the gas. You know, that front wheel just stood still, and the back end went right around real quick. I thought, man, this is the funnest thing I've done for a long time. I went down and I went to the next intersection and I did the same thing, worked the same way. Front wheel stood still, the back end went around. You know, the rest of them boys come to school and they see me doing that. They said, man, that looks like fun. Every one of us kids is doing it. And we went off on the side street and we just tore up every street in that there town. Well, after a while, come time to go to school, we went up to school and we went into all our classes. And Jack Exley, he was a town constable. He come up and he knocks on the door. The teacher goes to the door. He comes in, he looks around. He says, I want you, and I want you, and I want you. We got to go downtown. We got to go down and see the Jack Lockridge. He was a probate judge, I guess, or whatever. He took us down there, and this said, the guy said, you know, you've been bad boys. He said, you can't get by with stuff like that in this town. Well, I said, well, what's the problem? Well, he said, we're going to get you for speeding. I said, we wasn't speeding. I said, we wasn't going over 15 miles an hour. Well, he said, then you was doing reckless driving. I said, we wasn't running into nobody. We was just turning around fast. He said, it's going to cost you $25. He said, the sad part of it is, he said, you're just going to write a check on your folks, and he said, you're just going to do the same thing over again. Yeah, I said, well, now listen here, sir. I said, I got me a bank account. And I said, if you'll cut that down to $10, I said, I'll take it right out of my own money. I won't never do it no more. And I said, if the rest of the guys get to it, why don't you do that? Well, I didn't know at the time. I guess it's illegal for him to make deals. But you know, that guy did it. He said, you all pay your own fines. I'll let you off for $10. I says, who in the world? I said, we got a right. We got an alien right that comes right with the Constitution. If somebody turns you in for something like this, we're supposed to know who done it. Turned us in. Well, yeah, he says, you're right. I said, who done it? Well, he said, Albert. Here's our boy's friend. He run a garage. Boy, we rented a car from him and stuff when we wanted to go out of town. But anyhow, I said, you don't just go down and borrow the money from him and pay our fines. The rest of the guy says, boy, that's a good idea. You know, we went down there, and that guy, he did it. The rest of the guys, I paid my own fine. But Charlie Cook and Harry Darby and them guys, they borrowed the money from that guy, and they paid their fines with his money. But we didn't do that no more. And it did kind of mess up the streets.